Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk. Coming off a big Citrus Bowl win. Spurrier had it right, eh, Duke?
Yeah, UT. You can't have the Citrus Bowl without it.
As mad as that upset some of those Iowa fans, I think that big goose egg may have upset them a little more. Big Ten runners-up going down without a score, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about them basketballs and them making a statement. As always, you got the Duke, you got Bird, you got Tennessee Fan Talk. It is the end of football season. I need to play some sad music.
Ours is actually kind of over when we got beat by Georgia.
Or some would say Florida.
Some would say Florida.
Or that,
but Georgia definitely put a nail in our coffin.
That little losing streak in there towards the end. Well, we said it at the beginning of the season. It is amazing that places are putting out the way too early 2024 guessing. I mean, we're going to do it in a couple weeks, just to let you know.
Just not as early as everybody else. Just, we're premature ejaculating, just not as much faster as everyone else is.
We're just not American Pie early. Guys, we had a Citrus Bowl. We're a little late recording this show. but y'all already know, big 35-0. Nico putting on a show. Couple of freshman mistakes, but a couple of freshmen like, wow, throws as well.
I would call him smooth. He looked smooth. He looked in control. Never overwhelmed.
Never.
Nice.
Right. They could have used a little
poised.
The word
they like to use in the football
there
world
you
is
go.
Poised.
Poised. Not irrational. No, you know.
We didn't have to. From what I could tell, we didn't have to narrow down the playbook for him because he wasn't ready. He definitely has the arm strength to make the outside the numbers throws. We saw that for sure.
A little upset about Ramel Keaton. I'm pretty sure he declared for the draft. You know,
he ran faster to the draft than he did for that last catch. You know what I'm saying?
Last year, I'm like, this is the man. The boy lays it out. Anytime you got it to him, he would catch it. This year, he didn't have the hands. He couldn't hold on to the ball.
He had the butter fingers.
Tennessee, average 25 first down, a little more than average rather for them. 25 first downs, 232 yards on the ground.
Hit me with them red zone stats. That's what we have to talk about.
That's the one that makes us feel good. Total offensive yard, 383 versus Iowa's 173. We're not going to talk too much about their offense because
it didn't exist.
You heard the commentators the whole time talking about how it didn't exist. I am happy of how we handled ourselves for the most part against their defense. I would have loved to have seen Nico with a little bit more time. But I love the way that our defense played against them. Those third down conversions, Tennessee 3-for-12. I still don't like that. You know, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, they were 2-for-15.
I just let the scoreboard do the talking.
So, 3-for-12. The red zone scoring chance is 4-for-5, which feels great to be back to that
from
again.
From what we're used to.
Yeah. Well, what we got used to, because the year prior, we were used to being 100%.
Sure.
Deacon. Man, they should have pulled that man out early. And you were right. I went back, because it's been a minute, I went back and listened to the show from our last show. And you were talking about how fat Deacon is. And then, so after watching the bowl game.
He's just a reincarnation of Jared Lorenzen.
I listened to the show and I'm like, he was dead. This was
he's Pillsbury Throwboy 2.0. That RIP Jared Lorenzen.
Oh, 7-for-18, 56 yards. It would have taken us a minute to adjust to Marco with his running ability when they put in that backup quarterback, because that was the most yards they had.
They've had all year.
I believe that they said when he came in, it was only their second or third time crossing the 50 and getting in.
Wasn't that Deacon fella? He was a backup too. Didn't their starter get hurt pretty early on in the season?
Yes, yes. Which was, I think it was a McCarthy transfer from Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah. Nico looking good. 12-for-19, 151 yards, one touchdown. Throwing touchdown. Of course, he ran in a couple himself. Awesome to see Moore, you know, following around Heupel, got his chance in. Here's what kills me. Is you listen to the Georgia Florida State game and they're just, they say nothing about him running up the score. They say, this is Georgia just proving a point, proving to the college football committee that they should have been in. Tennessee, you know, has it won, and Heupel empties the bench and says, go out there, it's a bowl game, go out there,
have some fun,
freshman. And just have a little fun. And the commentators are just giving him crap. This is uncouth. This is not classy. They just need to kneel and have it over with. It's like, these guys didn't get to play.
Have you ever seen the 30-for-30 on the U?
No.
Well, that's what Josh Heupel should have said in his interview. I can't help it that they can't stop my quarterback. I can't help it that, you know, I can't help it. It's not my fault. It's not our fault. I can't help it. You can't get past the 50.
It may have been spinning off from some of those, like, where I guess it was it the Florida game where they were going to kneel it and we jumped the line and touched the quarterback. Was that the Florida game?
I don't remember, but I tell you one thing. I ain't never been a fan of, like, not running it up. I'm all for
run it up.
Run it up on me.
Run it up.
Run it up on you. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's right. You better do it.
It builds character.
It makes your boys feel good.
And we just sent the Iowa fans back to their hearty wives.
And if someone's out there talking trash, all you have to do is point up to the scoreboard.
Like I said, I'm all for running it up. Run it up. Like I said, you better run it up on me, because if I can run it up on you, I'm going to.
We lost some big names in the transfer portal. Some of it I'm not sure why.
Money. It's money.
Some of it money. Some of it.
Maybe they're not happy. Maybe they seen the writing on the wall that they're bringing somebody else in from the
someone else is coming portal. Coming in that's, you know, going to take their spot, or they think that maybe they're good enough to go get on a national championship team. You know, some people hoping Saban picks them up. like Henry To'o.
Hey, Mr. Saban, I'll come play for you. Just give me a Mercedes Benz. I'll come play for you, Mr. Saban.
I'll do it. So, picking up Chris Brazzle the second.
Makes me think of the porn site Brazzers.
Wouldn't know nothing about that. McCoy, Holden.
Liar.
Jacoby, Eli. Yeah, that's our top commits coming out of the transfer portal. And then, of course, some new meat coming in. We won't go deep into it. We'll talk more about that later on in the offseason. I do, before we make our national champion pick. Actually, let's do that first. And then.
I mean, I got one more thing I got to say about Tennessee football, too.
Go.
Just tell me.
Go. No, you go, and then we'll take a short break.
I'm not saying that I was perfect about it, but you got to give credit where credit is due, and Joe Milton is a Vol for life. He is. I firmly believe Heupel pulled Joe into his office before the bowl game and said, "Hey, Joe, do you mind sitting this game out and declaring for the draft? But we really want you to come with us. I want Nico to get some reps." And Joe, being Joe, I said, just in my mind, said, "Sure, coach." Now, maybe he was going to, whatever happened before that, I don't know. For as much crap as he took over, and I'm not saying he was the best quarterback we ever had, but he was committed to the program. So I just want to say, thank you, Joe Milton. You'll never hear this, but thank you, Joe Milton.
I said the same thing week of, especially when I saw the Iowa interviews and them going, "Yeah, we just found out that Milton's not going to be the quarterback." I look at that.
We knew that after the Vanderbilt game.
I looked at that and I went, "Man, Heupel is smart," because these cats were watching film for 3 weeks
on Bazooka Joe,
and they go to Orlando. They've been practicing for a couple days. Boom. Drops the ball.
Then they get Nico Suave.
Now you're getting Nico. The only Nico film Suave. You're going to see
That's
on
what I'm going to coin him.
You know, is just a handful of passes in college. They would have to roll back and try to find some footage of high school. They didn't have the time to do that. So.
I don't call that brilliant. I just call Joe Milton being a Vol for life. He is committed to the program. You ask him 20 years down the road. He'll be he'll be throwing up the ball for life for sure, and I appreciate it. Like I said, was he the best? No. Did he underperform? Probably. Is he ball for life? Yep.
Why I am more of an SEC man is you look at Iowa and what they were able to do in their own conference—a 10-win season—and their average scoring was 16 points per game. That says a lot about their defense.
I wanted
and says a lot about their schedule.
I wanted every SEC team to lose, every one of them except one, us. So I can't say thank you to everybody, but I can say thank you to Maryland.
Oh,
I can also say thank you to Clemson.
You can say thank you to Oklahoma State.
I sure can.
You could say, yeah, you said Clemson already.
Who played Florida? Oh, yeah, that's right. Nobody did. And I can also say thank you. To Michigan. Great. Thank you, Michigan.
Mizzou looked good.
No, they didn't.
Hey, 14-3. I mean, wasn't it 3-for-3 for the longest?
I mean, Mr. Brady Cook or whatever the dude's name is supposed to be a fantastic quarterback, 126 yards.
It's against Ohio State. You know, they're national championship contenders year after year.
And they didn't have their starting quarterback. They had a lot of people opt out, and Missouri had everyone.
Says a lot about Missouri. Anyway, LSU pulls off their game. Not quite sure how that happened.
By the grace of God.
Most importantly, Tennessee winning it out. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's all I wanted.
End on a good note.
Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted.
End on a good note. We are going to take a quick break, get some advertising money, and thank you for listening. And then we're going to pick our national championship winner. The Duke's going to go over the Vegas, because as y'all are hearing this, it's Sunday or Monday, and so the game could be tomorrow or tonight, depending on how you're listening to this.
I think we need to revolt next year that this the national championship has to be on Saturday night.
Yeah, it needs to be.
Because, I mean, if Tennessee was in it, I'm just hypothetically speaking, which is a long shot, I don't want to get drunk off my ass and then have to go to work on Tuesday? No.
I need to take off Monday and Tuesday. Why is that? Monday, I'm going to be cooking all day. Tuesday, yep. I am not going to be able to drive.
I'll be recovering from the cooking.
All right. We'll catch you back right after this little break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Vols fans, welcome back. Tennessee Fan Talk. You got the Duke, you got Bird. We're going to pick our national champion, and then we're going to talk about them basket Vols.
No other program in the nation team can use their name like we do and put Vols behind everything.
Behind everything.
The lady, well, I mean, you know, the soft Vols.
Baseballs.
The volley balls. Huh? Baseballs.
V-dubs.
W. Double V. Volley balls.
So, hit us up with them Vegas odds. That may
Vegas
help me.
Vegas odds as of this recording, brought to you live right now, but as this recording, the Wolverines are a 4.5-point favorite at what I'm looking at. I think this is CBS. So, and the total over and under is 56.5.
56.5.
If the combined is that, I'm saying you hammer Washington with the 4.5. I'm taking Washington. I have no feelings in this game. I'm going to watch it. I don't really care who wins, but I'm taking Washington. Penix's dad played at UT, so take him.
You know.
But I would love for Michigan to win, and then Harbaugh goes to NFL, and then Brian Kelly leave LSU to go to Michigan, and then LSU fans can say, like, what? We're not as good as Michigan? You don't like our Nutri-Rat gumbo down here?
You know, for me, the pack has been just nothing for years, for a couple years, quite a few years.
You talking about Washington?
Just the pack in general. And knowing
the Pac-12, I didn't know what you meant. Because they could be considered the Wolf Pack.
Pac-12. And then, you know.
Well, they ain't going to be around next
year. And they're not going to be. They're losing some teams and whatnot.
All of them but two. Washington being one of them.
So I'm kind of leaning a little towards the Huskies myself.
Are you saying that there might be some stuff going on behind closed doors to maybe help a team from the Pac-12 win the last time the Pac-12 will ever be in the national championship game? You telling me there's that much? I could see it. I could see it.
You know, Alabama got in with a loss.
On the third day, Reggie Bush resurrected. Because he got paid before it was okay to get paid. And now everybody's getting paid, and he still ain't got his Heisman Trophy.
Let's go Huskies. 38-31.
It might be like 45-42 Huskies. It's going to be a high. That Blake Corum fella, didn't he play in the SEC first?
No clue.
The running back for Michigan?
No clue.
Well, Google it real quick. You can Google it. I don't remember. I think he transferred in, but he's good. He's real good. I feel like he played somewhere. South Carolina? No, not South. I don't know where he played.
Corum?
Yep.
You know you're supposed to keep talking while I'm doing this.
I hit him with the...
He transferred from Maryland.
Oh, okay. There it is.
I was going deeper. I was rolling back. I was like, where?
Yeah, that's different then. But anywho.
All right.
Michigan fans are almost as bad as Alabama fans.
Nah, they're not too bad.
I didn't say they are. I said they're close.
On to more important topics. Back to Tennessee. Considering that's what the podcast is about. We just gotta give our opinion on that, you know.
Sure. I mean that's a big thing. We might even talk about the Super Bowl one day.
The what? Tennessee, okay. Let me real quick on to Ole Miss. Earlier in the year.
Basketball.
Earlier in the season when the early tournaments were going on and hearing the commentators go, Ole Miss is just going to be a powerhouse. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the SEC. They're just big and they're strong and they're fast. And
they do have one fella that's 7'6" or something.
And they roll in to Thompson Boeing Food City Center.
Aisle 5.
And the Balls hand them a whooping.
Let's just say 30-point loss. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, but it was close enough.
A whooping. Fifth-ranked Tennessee putting it on them. Here's the
I could argue that Ole Miss is still a really good basketball.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Didn't their coach get arrested for something? I don't know what it was. Yeah. I've seen a bunch of stuff floating around Twitter with his mugshot.
Averaging close to 50% on the twos, 367 on the threes, 846 at the line.
On the twos.
Well,
from inside the 3-point line is what he's trying to say.
Yeah. Sometimes you say field goals and people are like, this ain't football. Why are you talking about field goals?
Yeah, well.
47 rebounds to Ole Miss's 24. The boys was getting the ball back for some second and third chance shots.
Sure. Second half for sure. They would run out the shot clock,
10 turnovers, not great. You don't want to see your turnovers jump up into double digits.
No, but I'm not standing up for them, but I think only 7 was forced errors, and like the other ones were like, you know, tip ball off the leg, something like, you know, go out of bounds. It was not like a steal or a bad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, well, I mean, they had it stolen 8 times.
So that's 8 turnovers out of the 10.
Yeah.
So the other two were. I said 7. I said 7 the first time, so I was off by 1. I'll take that. I'm no Burt Bertelkamp over here. I don't keep up with that crap.
When my feelings were wrong, you got to admit when they're wrong, because 2 years ago, and I've already said this in a episode a couple weeks ago, I didn't have faith in Adu, and here he is, stinking double-double, 24 points.
He was manhandling those dudes.
I mean, 32 minutes on the floor, double Z, 37 minutes on the floor, 17 points. Vescovy, he's finding his rhythm again.
He is the funnest of all to watch.
He's
bow-legged and runs around out there.
He has some character to him. He's tough as nails, sure, too, because he gets beat up.
What do you think?
He gets beat up.
Sure.
And then the other...
Connect Four.
The other top. Well, not in... Yes, I love old Connect Four. But in this one, number 15, your man Meshack.
Oh, Meshack. He's from the Bible. He got God behind him.
Oh, when it comes to rebounds, you're looking at the team leaders. They do still at the top, Triple J below him.
I mean, how many does Ziggler had? Because for how small he is, he gets quite a few rebounds.
He was in third, offensive rebound, two, defensive rebound, three.
I mean, for the shortest guy on the court.
Mm-hmm. Number one at them 3-point, 11, I'm sorry, three, yeah, 0.36, sorry.
That's the 3-6 Mafia, 0.36 Mafia.
So, fantastic way to start the SEC schedule.
Because that's all, I mean, that's it from here on out, that's the SEC,
it.
Right?
That's it.
Play Mississippi State on Wednesday in Starkville, so there's probably going to be 12 people there. And they're all related.
It was good to see the whooping up leading to this, you know, the Norfolk State and the Tarleton State. And, I mean, the NC State was a big one.
Yeah, they're arguably better than Ole Miss.
Yeah. So a big whooping on them, like the Duke said, Wednesday roll into Starkville, and then go to Georgia on Saturday.
Georgia's playing good.
On Saturday. And then we host Florida, host Alabama. They'll be here in Nashville on the 27th.
Oh, maybe we should try to slide on in and
slide on down there. South Carolina, hosting South Carolina on the 30th.
And then South Carolina is also surprising people.
Then we go to the racist arena.
Ooh. <Ooh-wee. laughs>
That was on the Rumpus last episode, arena. Too. It had me arena. Had me rolling. At Kentucky, you said, yeah, racist arena.
I mean, we sell food. They do what they do. Do whatever racists do. It should be called the Friends of Coal Arena is what it should be called.
White Colt Arena.
No, it should be called the Friends of Coal. Because their biggest boosters are coal miners.
Oh, Lord.
And then U.S. Deputy Graylin Givens down there in Harlan, Kentucky.
Hard.
Mr. Justified. If you ain't seen it, you got to watch it. Him and Boyd Crowder, they're big boosters of the Wildcats.
Does Kentucky not offer a bourbon bowl? They're in bowl games?
I mean, no, that's Bobby Boucher. You know when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the bourbon bowl?
I mean, you would think there would be a bourbon bowl.
Well, we can't have a beer barrel anymore.
Yeah. Everything else is allowed. You just can't, you know, they've got a beer on campus now. When I say on campus, I'm, you know what I mean. Sell beer legally on campus.
It's allowed.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
You don't have to stuff them in your cowboy boots no more, folks. Like I did when I was in school.
Oh, man. Oh,
I'll give Calipari two more years. He's out.
2 years.
Not getting fired. I'd say he either goes to the NBA or retires.
Hmm.
Then Bruce Pearl will be the next head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats.
Don't have to worry about. Don't have to worry about recruiting.
Then we'll have to hate him.
Guys, we
don't hate Bruce Pearl right now, but if he goes to Kentucky,
Kentucky,
God, I will.
You gotta hate him. We appreciate y'all listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. Remember, wherever you are, we are. Give us a follow. Click that link inside the show notes there. And the first thing on there is a schedule. Schedule yourself to join a show. We love having guests. Duke really likes having guests. Someone to banter sure. with.
Oh, yeah. I like somebody to banter with. Because all my stuff's just off the top of the head. There's no show notes for me. None. Ever.
Hence the long pause when he tells me to look something up.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be steered along, you know. I'm a speedboat on the run itself. I don't steer myself.
I'm just drag racing. There's no steering sure. involved. Slot car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go Vols.
I hate Kentucky.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.